Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
All right, 414, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Welcoming in the weekend. Just a bit here. Got a lot of things to take care of. Let's go ahead and start with three important things you need to know about this hour.
Number one.
City of Pensacola planning to begin construction this fall on a new airport terminal project. The project's estimated cost was $70 million in 2024, now stands between $107 million and $112 million. Council members may authorize up to $150 million in bonds to finance that project. Council will hold an agenda conference on September 8th and a regular meeting on September 11th.
Number two.
In Thursday's state-mandated deadline for the city of Pensacola to remove the BLM mural on A Street was delayed until 9 o'clock this morning. FDOT crews covered the political street messaging. The street now has a fresh coat of paint and is open to traffic. The city's being charged with the removal costs.
Number three.
Pensacola has documented 25 cases of flesh-eating bacteria this year, with five occurring in the Pensacola area, three in Escambia County, two over in Santa Rosa. The bacteria are commonly found in warm, brackish seawater and may be contacted by consuming raw or undercooked seafood, particularly those oysters, or by exposing open wounds to the water, so be extra careful.
Absolutely. With it already being 4:15, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this afternoon. Brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see what we're dealing with here. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have a little bit on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Those spots are to be expected, though. Same can be said for the wave of congestion we have on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. We also got some backups on Navarre Parkway. This is going to be near Highway 87. There are some accident reports in that area, so be on the lookout for that spot. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear. All the way into your next work week, may have some slight rainfall chances late Monday or heading into your Tuesday. But this weekend's going to be pretty hot. Sunday hitting a high of 92.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
417 News Radio 92.3. Today, United Way of West Florida held their annual awards luncheon. Happened over at the Sanders Beach Community Center. Cat Country's 98.7's Brent Lane was there as the event MC.
Cat Country 98.7 and News Radio 92.3 are being recognized as the Small Business Partner of the Year. And let me tell you that it starts at the top. It's Dave and Mary Hoxing, 21 years on the air. But when I tell you that when Dave and Mary hired Andrew and myself, the speech was kind of the same. We are a community service radio station that happens to play country music or happens to play, you know, do news. And that's what we are at our core.
News Radio 92.3 and Cat Country 98.7 continue to make Pensacola a great place to live.
It would not be possible for us to have raised $150,000+ for the Cat Country Christmas Wish program without the United Way. But it continues because the United Way is there to help us vet the families that are in need and the opportunity to support family. Man, when you see some people come in to the United Way and they are having not a great day, it's terrible when you're like, I could use a $50 Walmart gift card to help buy diapers and that could be Christmas. It means a lot to our community. Along with Stuff the Bus, News Radio and Cat Country have partnered with the P&J, of course, and that is something that we believe in wholeheartedly. You'll find us at Bill the Mayflower. We'll do a Manahat auction. And most recently, the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon, which is also a partnership with News Radio and many of our longstanding foundations, raised over $300,000 to fully pay for a lit laser system. And the reality is, we didn't really do that. We just helped tell a story. And it is a great privilege for us to be able to say we like to tell your stories.
Okay, United Way of West Florida, great event today over at Sanders Beach, and congrats to Cat Country 98.7's Brent Lane. Excellent job as the MC.
for sure. And Governor Ron DeSantis recently cut funding that was earmarked to pay for ShotSpotter technology for the Escambia Sheriff's Office and PPD. The contract for the technology is up at the end of the year, and PPD's Mike Wood says they're hoping to find a way to keep it, as it's helped them identify and arrest suspects in multiple shooting incidents. The Escambia Sheriff's Office previously said they couldn't afford to keep it without the state funding.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, very interesting day and a turn of events. The federal appeals court now allowing Florida to keep its alligator Alcatraz deportation and detention center open. Dana Marie McNichol has the details from our Miami Bureau.
Last week, we were reporting that the detainees were being transferred out of the facility, and now the capacity will continue to grow. So last month, U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams sided with environmental groups, saying the state bypassed federal environmental laws. She blocked the transfer of new detainees, halted construction, and ordered parts of the facility dismantled. But now, a three-judge panel from the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta has put that ruling on hold, and Florida is claiming victory. Now, in addition to Alligator Alcatraz, Florida just opened a second facility.
Okay, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing increased efforts to stop human smuggling crimes here in the state. Grinnell Scott is on News Radio 92.3.
Attorney General Bondi said Florida U.S. attorneys are teaming up to stop human smuggling from Mexico, Cuba, and other nations. The cases have been investigated by Joint Task Force Alpha, which specializes in trafficking offenses. Bondi said those efforts will now be enhanced
to include our DEA, ATF, and FBI agents to this task force to give us even more manpower.
Bondi also said stronger ties with foreign law enforcement will be established. She said the effort is part of her commitment to the total elimination of transnational cartels that she made when she became Attorney General. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
420 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes, but before we do go to break, just want to give you a reminder that we are 40 minutes away from closing today's final contest on the Florida State East Texas A&M tickets. Last contest of the week, of course, with it being Friday. Tomorrow, Florida State takes on East Texas A&M. If you do want to enter in at the last minute for a chance to win the tickets, all you got to do is tap the app. That's News Radio Pensacola. You can get that app on your app store, wherever you get your mobile apps. And it's absolutely free. Once you get it, it's going to pop up the contest page right as you open the app, and that's how you put in your information. Once again, contest closes at 5 p.m. We will announce the winner here at 5:15, so be sure to be here for that. But when we return in just a few minutes, we'll get some national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3. Where you've heard about love and giving sight to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine. She must be a little thing. She my pride and joy. Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423, News Radio 92.3, not a spectacular August jobs report today. Economists are sharing their thoughts on the weaker-than-expected numbers. Edward Lawrence has more on this trending story.
The president's obviously looking forward to what happens next after this. So the jobs numbers is great news for people who want to see a rate cut. The June jobs number was revised down to negative 13,000 jobs that month. That is the first negative number of job growth since December of 2020. July was revised up to 79,000. Then we saw the weaker August. Now, this opens the door for a rate cut not just in September, but now November and December is starting to be in the discussion. The Federal Reserve forecasts only two rate cuts this year. Some economists are starting to say now it's time for monetary policy and the tariff policy to both make adjustments.
Okay, stocks ending down today amid concerns the job market has slowed down too much. Hillary Barsky has that report.
An earlier rally fading with stocks finishing lower. A weaker than expected August jobs report is boosting rate cut hopes, but at the same time, the data is raising concerns about a slowing economy. There were 22,000 jobs created during August, while the unemployment rate rose to 4.3%. Shares of Google parent Alphabet rising over 1% for its third straight record close, despite the European Union suing the search engine giant $3.5 billion for anti-competitive practices in its ad tech business. The Dow winner, Sherwin-Williams, Caterpillar, and Home Depot, the Dow decliners, Microsoft, Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan. The Dow falling 220 points, the Nasdaq lower by 7, S&P 500 down 21. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price, looking at that weather, and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. today before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, our worst looking spots are going to have to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Going to be sunny, partly cloudy next few days. But heading into Monday night, into your Tuesday, we are going to have some slight rainfall chances.
All right. If you're heading to Central or South Florida, conditions still bad down there. It's a wet end to the work week for those in South Florida. Fox meteorologist Brandi Campbell has the latest from, and by the way, in the rain from Miami.
If you are in South Florida, keep the umbrellas and rain jackets handy as storms are impacting the region once again this Thursday. Through Monday, we could see another 3 to 5 inches of rain, that across southeast Florida. Heavy rain, isolated street flooding, and gusty wind, all possible. We're also under a level 1 out of 4 flood risk in place through Saturday. As long as flooding doesn't become an issue, this rain could actually help. Much of southeast Florida is currently under various levels of drought. For more, make sure to download the Fox Weather app for the latest. I'm Brandi Campbell in Miami for Fox Weather.
And President Trump is signing an executive order to change the Department of Defense back to the Department of War. Speaking from the Oval Office, Trump said it was a mistake to change the original name decades ago. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's title will also be Secretary of War. Changing the name likely requires an act of Congress, but it'll make both Hegseth's title and the department's name secondary.
428. News Radio 92.3, ICE going into Boston as the Justice Department sues the city because of its sanctuary policies. Molly Line is there this afternoon and files this report on News Radio 92.3.
The federal government surge is underway in full force as promised by Trump administration officials. The administration kicking off a major immigration enforcement operation here in Boston and in the surrounding area. We witnessed one capture of an illegal migrant charged previously with multiple sex crimes. ICE says this criminal from Guatemala entered illegally, arrested in Revere, Massachusetts, with an assist from Homeland Security Investigations, as this advanced operation targets the most egregious offenders under the leadership of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
Boston, not the only city welcoming those ICE agents today. No, they're set to move into Chicago. Jeff Manasso has more.
DHS personnel and resources set at Naval Station Great Lakes, a detention facility also readied both in suburban Chicago, ahead of what we're told is imminent ICE action that's caused the cancellation of Chicago-area Mexican Independence Day festivities this weekend.
Please, protest. Pull out your phone, video everything that they're doing.
Governor J.B. Pritzker and other Democrats, like former Congressman Luis Gutierrez, telling people,
do not take the bait,
to protest peacefully, that riots, if sparked, could justify President Trump to also send in the National Guard. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Homeland Security reporting that 475 people were taken into custody during a raid by federal and immigration agents at a Hyundai facility in Georgia. The raid was part of an unlawful employment practices investigation.
Big night tonight. 12th annual Bulls on the Beach tonight in Perdido Key with back-to-back nights of rodeo-style bull riding at the Floribama. Dust off the boots. Watch the real deal bull riders take the arena. By the way, gates open at 6. Rodeo starts at 8 o'clock tonight. Should be a lot of fun. We've got a lot of sports to talk about coming up in 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Bergotti. President Trump signing an executive order that calls for the renaming of the Department of Defense back to its original name, the Department of War.
I think it's a much more appropriate name, especially in light of where the world is right now. We have the strongest military in the world.
President George Washington established the Department of War in 1789. After World War II, it was renamed the Department of Defense. This change would have to be approved by Congress. ICE operations are expected to hit Chicago this weekend, prompting local officials to prepare for potential protests.
Riot fencing has gone up around the Dirksen Federal Building downtown Chicago, even though Illinois Democrats are urging their loyalists not to riot. The narrative that they're pushing is that the enhanced immigration enforcement is intended to trigger riots and therefore justify deploying the National Guard.
That's Fox's Mike Tobin in Chicago. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Jalen Carter was standing too close to the Cowboys huddle. Dak Prescott claimed he had to spit and spat in the ground in the direction of Carter. Jalen then fired back and spat on Dak, and that's how the Dak Tua was created. Up until we saw Dak spit first, I thought Jalen was going to get a one-game suspension. And even though I think Jalen is more at fault, I now believe because Dak spat first that both players will receive a fine, with Jalen getting the larger one. I'm Zach Gelb.
Ready to kick off the fun? Chumba Casino is your go-to game plan. During halftime or overtime, from spinning slots to instant scratch-style cards, it's like running the perfect play. All from home. New players score a free welcome bonus and daily logins with a shot at some serious prizes every time you play. Get in the game and visit ChumbaCasino.com today. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today.
We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
Down, set, hut! We're kicking off for the season at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether you're tailgating at the big game or sharing a meal with friends, it's always Sonny's. Enjoy the new fall menu with Maple Barbecue Smoked Turkey Club or Maple Barbecue Pork Burn-Ins. How about some sweet potato waffle fries or even our new pecan pie egg rolls? And don't forget the platter of slow-smoked chicken wings. Come see us at Sonny's with four locations in the News Radio area. Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Pine Forest. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. What did the Escambia County Commission do with regards to the $2 million proposed spend to help with the Baptist demolition? Well, it was a saga, as you might not be surprised to hear. What did the victims of Jeffrey Epstein have to say about the continued refusal to disclose all of the documents? And former vice presidential candidate Senator Tim Kaine says that if you believe in the Declaration of Independence, you're just like the Iranian mullahs? Listen to these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Right now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, the city of Pensacola plans to begin construction this fall on a new airport terminal project. The project's estimated cost was $70 million in 2024. It now stands between $107 million and $112 million. Council members may authorize up to $150 million in bonds to finance the project. The council will hold an agenda conference on September 8th and a regular meeting on September 11th.
Number two.
Thursday's state mandated deadline for the city of Pensacola to remove the Black Lives Matter mural on A Street was delayed until about 9 o'clock this morning. I, too, went down there and drove the street.
I, too, was there.
Just to make sure that, yeah, indeed it is gone. FDOT crews covered the political street messaging. Now the street has a fresh coat of paint. Open to traffic. The city, by the way, being charged with the removal cost of that mural painting. Yikes.
Number three.
And Florida has documented 25 cases of flesh-eating bacteria this year, five occurring in the Pensacola area, three in Escambia County, and two in Santa Rosa County overall. The bacteria are commonly found in warm, brackish seawater and may be contracted by consuming raw or undercooked seafood, particularly oysters, or by exposing open wounds to the water.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Pensacola police waiting for the installation of new license plate reading flock cameras across the city. PPD's Mike Wood says they've been used in the area before, but they are new to the city.
They're all over the country, and they've proven their worth. They are very good at detecting vehicles that we need, especially in situations like kidnappings, homicides, even silver alerts when they go out.
Well, Wood says the city signed a contract with Flock for 18 of those units. Exact locations, by the way, not yet disclosed.
And a Santa Rosa County School District contract employee recently arrested for indecent exposure could be facing more serious charges. 30-year-old Jordan Lee Miller has reportedly admitted to having child porn. Deputies located Miller after being contacted by a group that monitors suspected sexual predators. They say he told investigators he had images of child sexual abuse on his phone. He was arrested on a warrant for the indecent exposure incident, which deputies say did not happen on school grounds.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Philadelphia Eagles 24, Dallas Cowboys 20. NFL season underway. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. The reigning Super Bowl champion Eagles held off the Cowboys in Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts last night ran for 2 touchdowns. Saquon Barkley ran for another. The Eagles benefited from 4 dropped passes by Cowboys wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, including a couple of critical drops late in the fourth quarter. Javonte Williams ran for 2 first-half touchdowns for Dallas, each from 1 yard out. Dak Prescott threw for 188 yards. Jalen Hurts had 152 passing yards and 62 more on the ground. The game ended well after midnight, thanks to a 65-minute delay because of lightning in the region. Another NFL game this evening, the Chiefs play the Chargers, 8 p.m. Eastern in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Will 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey play Sunday when San Francisco opens its season in Seattle on Fox? McCaffrey placed on the 49ers injury list Thursday because of an issue with one of his calves. 5-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Amari Cooper, who signed a 1-year contract with the Raiders in August, informed the team yesterday he won't be part of the team. Amari Cooper said he's retiring. It was a late night for sports fans. The NFL game ended 12:18 a.m. Eastern Time. Tennis at the U.S. Open in New York did not conclude until 6 minutes before 1 a.m.
And she's got it. Anna Samova handles the moment. And she will have another huge moment in the U.S. Open final. 6-7, 7-6, and 6-3 in just under 3 hours.
On ESPN, Amanda Anisimova, who lost the Wimbledon final, has made it back to the next Grand Slam final. 24-year-old from New Jersey eliminated Naomi Osaka last night and will play in tomorrow's final against defending champ Aryna Sabalenka, who beat American Jessica Pegula in 3 sets last night. WNBA Caitlin Clark out for the rest of the season because of a groin injury. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And since we were hearing about that Cowboys-Eagles game, Philadelphia Eagles star Jalen Carter expressing remorse for spitting on Dak Prescott. Carter was ejected from the Eagles season opener against the Cowboys after appearing to spit at Prescott during a confrontation. While Prescott has admitted that he actually spit first, he denies claims of ever aiming at Carter. Carter says it was a mistake and assured fans it won't happen again.
Something those millionaire boys do, I guess, spit on each other. Okay, that's the national stuff. Let me take your attention over here locally, if you don't mind. The Wahoos pulled out a decisive win Thursday night over Biloxi to zip. 9 regular games left in the season. Pensacola resumes their series tonight against Biloxi on the road. High school last night, football. Mm-hmm. What happened to Pensacola High? Did they forget about showing up? I mean, Tate, 41, PHS, 0.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it is. Milton, what a squeaker. I wish I had been at this game. 14-13
Milton's
over
had
Booker
a good,
T. Washington.
They've had a couple good games now.
All right, here's the schedule for tonight. Tallahassee Godbee at Pensacola Catholic. West Florida at Fort Walton Beach. Pace at Gulf Breeze. Niceville at Pine Forest. The ESPN game of the week. 7 o'clock kickoff on that. And our very own Austin Price working the crew on that.
Yeah.
Freeport at Northview, Baker at Central, Escambia has a bye week, and Navarre has a bye week, and Jay has a bye week. So that's the way they go. Oh, let's not forget. UWF taking on Kentucky.
Wesleyan.
Wesleyan. 12 noon kickoff in Steele Stadium. FSU, East Texas A&M, 11 o'clock, Doak Campbell. And don't forget about Tap the App.
Yeah, you got 20 minutes.
You really do. 20 minutes to hit the News Radio Pensacola app. The registration page pops up on you. Submit it. Austin picks the winner 5:15 this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
And, of course, with it being Friday afternoon, whoever wins tonight is going to be our final winners. So there's some urgency here. Speaking of college football, the Michigan Wolverines taking on the Sooners in one of the biggest games of Week 2 tomorrow. Both teams meeting in Norman as top 20 powers. Other big games on the slate include Iowa State hosting rival Iowa, Ole Miss taking a trip to Kentucky. That's always tricky. Elsewhere, Oregon taking on Oklahoma State and Arizona State facing Mississippi State.
All right. 2025 NFL season is officially underway, and fans expected to wager a lot of bucks on their favorite teams. Jeff Luck tells us exactly how much he's in Philadelphia.
How about $30 billion with a B dollars? Yeah, maybe some of that money coming out of the stock market and going on your favorite team. I am at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook in Philadelphia. The season kicked off in Philadelphia last night. This is a place where you come, make a wager. Now 38 states allow sports betting in some fashion. Most of that's online. All of those and the District of Columbia and Missouri is about to join them. That $30 billion figure that I mentioned, that is an increase, they think, of 8.5% over last year. We talked to the guy at BetMGM this morning, and they told us sports betting is just scratching the surface right now. It is continuing to grow.
Here's today's health news.
The House Oversight Committee is continuing their investigation today into the alleged cover-up of former President Biden's mental decline. Andrew Bates, he's the former senior deputy press secretary to President Biden, appeared before the panel, and it comes amid a new revelation about the attempt to cover up the former president's health. It's getting interesting. Here's Madeline Rivera.
The New York Post reports White House lawyers and the Justice Department were unsure about how to enact the president's clemency grants in his final days in office. On January 17th, Biden commuted the sentences of nearly 2,500 people convicted on nonviolent drug charges. The Post reports the debate over who to include in the pardons and how to modify their sentences came to a head on the evening of January 16th. Internal emails obtained by the New York Post show White House Staff Secretary Steph Feldman sent an email to West Wing lawyers saying she needs evidence Biden consented before authorizing a mechanical signature.
And a Louisiana senator calling for better inspections of foreign seafood following the discovery of radioactive isotopes in containers used to ship shrimp to the U.S. from Indonesia. Republican John Kennedy stood in front of a photo of the alien from the movie Alien as he made his plea on the Senate floor. He says, quote, "Even if it doesn't turn you into the alien, if you eat this stuff, I guarantee you'll grow an extra ear." Kennedy claims federal inspectors only look at 1% of foreign seafood, on a good day, 2%.
The moral of that story, buy local seafood. Mm. Records show thousands of migrant children were given to unvetted sponsors. This was under the Biden administration. Officials say many of those kids living in horrific conditions. Fox News has an exclusive look at the team looking to find those children. Brooke Taylor has more from Dallas.
We got exclusive access to the team under the Department of Health and Human Services. They're tasked with finding these children. The team operates out of what they call the War Room in Washington, D.C. It's made up of volunteers from agencies like the FBI and Homeland Security Investigations. It is entirely data-driven, so they're focused on analyzing records and addresses to track down where these minors are ultimately ending up. More than 22,000 unaccompanied children have been found so far under this Trump administration. 27 of the minors were found dead, either murdered or by suicide, car accidents, or drug overdoses. And more than 400 of these unvetted sponsors have been arrested.
Okay, 445, News Radio 92.3. Man, Austin's all over this. It just covering it like the dew in Kentucky.
Yes.
Whatever. Austin Price is there with a look at the traffic and weather this afternoon. It's not bad.
No, it actually isn't, at least compared to the past couple days. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. And yeah, Chris, the road's looking pretty tame right now. Got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp and on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. But that's all to be expected. Last major spots, Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Going to be sunny, partly cloudy over the next few days. May get some slight rainfall chances come Monday night heading into your Tuesday.
No repeat on Thursday's 110 freeway incident.
No. Thank goodness.
That was a mess yesterday. Hey, thunderstorms for parts of the central and southwestern U.S. continue. Air quality alerts for much of the north part of the country. But nice and sunny here in Pensacola. You heard Austin talk about it. Janice Dean in with a Fox weather forecast.
A powerful cold front will not only reinforce the cooler than average temperatures, but bring the risk of strong to severe thunderstorms for parts of the Midwest, the Tennessee and Ohio River valleys. Tomorrow, the front will move into areas across the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. Heavy rain and thunderstorms are possible for the Southwest over the next few days, bringing the threat for flash flooding, while smoke from wildfires have prompted poor air quality alerts for the Northwest and the North Central High Plains. We are also watching a disturbance in the Atlantic that could develop and impact the Caribbean next week. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
All right. An appeals court is preventing the Trump administration from changing passport rules for transgender Americans. Jared Halpern has the latest from the White House.
A three-judge panel rejects the Trump administration's request to lift a lower court injunction over issuing passports to transgender and non-binary Americans reflecting their gender identity. An executive order signed by President Trump in January directed the State Department to no longer issue passports with an X marker and instead only use male and female markers that match an individual's biological sex at birth. A federal district court judge blocked that order earlier this year. The Trump administration appealed, asking that injunction be lifted as a challenge from the ACLU moves through the courts. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The average rate on the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage dropped 16 basis points to 6.29%, according to Mortgage News Daily, following the release of a weaker-than-expected August jobs report. It marks the biggest one-day drop since August of last year. Rates are finally breaking out of the high 6% range where they've been stuck for months. A watchdog report released yesterday reveals a jailed former FBI counterintelligence official tipped off a Chinese firm with business ties to James and Hunter Biden that it was under investigation. The 23-page Inspector General's report asserts Charles McGonigal told an associate of the China Energy Fund Committee that the company was under FBI investigation. On Wall Street, stocks were lower to close the week, with the Dow falling 220 points. The S&P and NASDAQ were off slightly. Crude oil futures for October are down more than 2%, under $62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
All right. Trump administration launching investigations into Medicaid spending on immigrants in several Democratic-led states. Ooh, this might make you a little unhappy. Tanya J. Powers has the details.
President Trump's immigration crackdown is expanding to America's health care safety net, Medicaid. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is looking through payments covering health care for immigrants in the country illegally, citing a need to maintain fiscal integrity. Federal officials have sent letters to state health care agencies in California, Colorado, Illinois, Minnesota, Oregon, and Washington State, telling them they're reviewing federal and state payments for medical services like prescription drugs and specialty care. 20 states have already sued the Trump administration for handing over Medicaid data on millions of enrollees to deportation officials. A federal judge has temporarily stopped that data transfer. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Google's being hit with an antitrust fine totaling more than $3 billion. The European Commission, which is the executive body of the EU, is accusing Google of using anti-competitive practices in its lucrative advertising technology business. In addition to the fine, Google is also being ordered to bring these self-preferencing practices to an end and implement measures to cease its inherent conflicts of interest along the ad tech supply chain.
Sometimes it just doesn't pay to be a billionaire. You know, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson seeking to tax the Windy City's top 1% to fix its billion-dollar budget deficit. Well, Kelly Sabrini, she has more from that in Chicago.
Here's what we do know about what the mayor calls the people's budget. Johnson is targeting the city's millionaires and billionaires to generate more revenue, bringing back the so-called head tax. This per-head charge for businesses with more than 50 employees was eliminated back in 2014. Estimates show the tax brought in an average of $20 million a year. This is unique because it won't need state approval. Many of the other measures Johnson has attempted have been voted down in the state's capital. One real estate developer I spoke with says the mayor needs to consider that he needs these wealthy players in the city and that they'll help him achieve his goals like affordable housing.
And lastly here, mortgage rates dropped to their lowest level in more than a year today. The average on a 30-year fixed mortgage fell to 6.29% following the release of a weaker-than-expected August jobs report. According to Mortgage News Daily, the 16-basis-point drop is the biggest single-day decline since August of last year. With it being just about 4:52, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with one final check at the roads and weather for you this hour, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you, right here on this Friday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thank you, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all. No duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve, especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions, because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture. But what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion. You are invited to bring a blanket and a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, check out Count the Years. They're a high-energy cover band that takes audiences on a musical journey through the decades, from synthesized 80s to today's chart toppers. It's all happening at Bands on the Beach. You'll be dancing and singing along all night. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News, 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, darling, go.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Racing with the wind and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make
it. It was the first rock concert I ever went to. Steppenwolf, John Kay and Company. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. You have 5 minutes to tap the app. Go to the our app, the News Radio Pensacola app. The registration page will pop up, and you could win FSU East Texas A&M tickets for tomorrow's game over at Doak Campbell, kickoff 11 o'clock. 5 minutes before the deadline runs out to register to win on News Radio 92.3. Okay. It is 4:55. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
I sure am. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. You can end their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor by texting radio to 83393. Let's see here. Looking at the roads. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. Last major spots, Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Mostly clear skies this evening. May get partly cloudy at times throughout the next couple days. But once we get into your Monday night, we're going to have some slight rainfall chances coming in.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, there might be a world record catch on the open ocean by a teenager from New Hampshire. John Saucier has more.
18-year-old Jackson Daniel found himself in a fight at sea. On the other end of his reel, a 177-pound Atlantic halibut. The fish weighs more than the teenager and is actually so big, the information is being sent to the International Game Fish Association for a world record application. The catch was made during an overnight fishing charter trip of about 30 other guests. The catch happened around 100 miles off the coast of New England on Cash's Ledge. Captain Jim Walsh praised the team's composure in hauling in this monster and says Denio wouldn't let anyone else touch the rod. He did it completely by himself. John Saucier, Fox News.
And The Conjuring: Last Rites is off to a scary good start at the box office. The fourth and final film in the franchise made $8.5 million from Thursday previews. It's expected to bring in around $50 million in its debut weekend. Also new this weekend is Disney's taping of the Broadway smash Hamilton, and it's expected to bring in $6 to $7 million.
Okay, this gives new meaning to a bad trip. This is going to be interesting. Sue Guzman has more from New York.
It was a trip of a different kind for four hikers in New York's Catskill Mountains. They wound up having to call 911 after ingesting hallucinogenic mushrooms, and one of them suffered what forest rangers said was a debilitating high. In the confusion, the hikers found themselves near Giant Ledge in the Slide Mountain Wilderness. Rangers bringing those hikers to safety only to learn they had also lost their keys in the woods, so they gave them a lift to their rental property. Back in May, rangers were sent to rescue hikers in the Adirondack Mountains after they became incapacitated by magic mushrooms. In New York, Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Okay, and the summary to that story is don't do drugs.
Yeah, if you got to learn anything. What idiots. And CBS News will no longer edit interviews taped for Face the Nation. The news company issued a statement explaining that in response to audience feedback, Face the Nation will now only broadcast live or live-to-tape interviews. The announcement follows complaints from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem after her appearance on the show earlier this week. She accused CBS News of making selective edits to her interview. CBS News said it was edited for time and made the full interview available on YouTube.
Okay, White Lotus is zeroing in on its next season's location. Not really familiar with this production, but Michelle Polino has the details.
The White Lotus is heading to France. Creator Mike White and HBO have zeroed in on the country as the setting for season 4 of the Emmy-winning murder mystery dramedy, according to Deadline. While HBO declined comment, speculation is swirling around a popular hotel in the French Riviera, a favorite of Hollywood with its close proximity to Cannes. However, no hotel has been locked in. The show usually uses a Four Seasons resort for filming, but there are several other Four Seasons properties in France, including one in the Alps and one in central Paris. Each would offer a different look, from beachfront luxury to ski slopes to an urban backdrop. The move to France follows seasons set in Hawaii, Italy, and Thailand. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, a lot of folks really upset about the ticket prices going up at Disneyland. Here's Max Gordon.
MickeyVisit.com tracks ticket prices. Its data shows single-day one-park tickets can reach as high as $206. Over the years, the highest-priced tickets have increased in cost by $110. And once you buy your ticket, you have the option to spend more. So far, prices haven't stopped people from coming. According to Disney CEO Bob Iger, visitation to Disneyland has reached around 30 million people per year. Disney sent a statement to Fox Business saying for more than 70 years, Disney parks have welcomed families from all walks of life by offering a wide range of ticket, hotel, and dining options to fit different budgets, and that commitment will never change.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.